This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 152, How to Become a Native Speaker for that Native Speaker 9.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. Today, find out how you can step into a native speaker character to build confidence and deal with a blank mind on the IELTS exam.
Hey, Lindsay, what's going on?
Hey, Jessica, I'm feeling good. Today is a Thursday, so weekend's coming up soon.
Oh my God, this weekend's going to be so awesome.
It is. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be good to take a break.
Do you have any special plans for the weekend?
I do. Yeah, I do. I'm going to go to a potluck dinner tonight. And let's see, going to go for a hike tomorrow and to a party tomorrow night in Providence, Rhode Island, which will be fun. So all kinds of good stuff. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm taking James to the coast for a couple days, and I found this awesome hotel that's like not super expensive, and it's right on the beach. Like it's right outside the door is the beach.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's
gonna be
great.
So awesome. I'm so
the
excited.
Oregon coast. I love it. The Oregon coast is so pretty. We've already talked about this before, but I have to say it again. It is so beautiful.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. And I haven't spent enough time there. So this will be good. Okay. What are we talking about? Oh, we have such an exciting idea for the show today.
We do.
It's creating a personality for yourself in the target language.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about let's outline the benefits of this first, and then I'm going to talk about the sort of scientific methodology of why this will help our students. So first of all, like, what do you think this is going to do for our students on IELTS?
Well, I mean, I can tell you what this has done for me as a language learner, right? From personal experience, when I learned Spanish, I didn't consciously do this. Like, I didn't choose a name and I didn't build this out and with this framework, but I did think of myself as a different person, a bit more outgoing, a bit less self-conscious in Spanish, actually. And that was because I didn't have time to think about being awkward because I had to think about the vocabulary words.
Funny.
Yeah, but the point is that when we think of ourselves as a slightly different person, we become empowered and we can take on a new character and we can get the score that we need on the exam because we don't have to be in our old boring personalities or where we feel self-conscious.
There's, okay, total side note, but there's a short story by Kurt Vonnegut. I forget the first name, but it's something Bergeron. And it's in the story collection, Welcome to the Monkey House. And it's about these two people, a man and a woman, who act in community theater. And they are such good actors. When they read the scripts, they really come alive and they fall in love with each other while they are acting in this play. But without a script, they are just like bland, awkward, cannot talk to each other. Like they communicate through reading scripts. So it's this like, and that has always fascinated me, like being able to take on this other personality, and having it strengthen yourself. Like you're saying, like it's empowering, and it is. This is your chance to be a person that you can't be in real life.
Like, yeah. Everyone wants to be someone else. I wonder if that's why Halloween is so popular.
Because
people love to step into a new character for a night. It's so empowering. Yeah.
And I guess that's why like all the sexy costumes are there. Cause all the women want to be sexy all the time.
Right.
This is my chance.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Well, so we don't need to go into the IELTS exam with a costume on, but we can come out with a slightly different. So what does this mean? Let's kind of go into the framework here, Jessica. What are we actually suggesting to our listeners?
Okay. Well, let me tell you first of all, guys, that one of the most fascinating teaching methodologies to me, cause I did my master's in applied linguistics. Okay. So one of the most fascinating ideas that I gathered from that was, Suggestopedia. It's a teaching technique. It's from the 70s, you know, sort of like hippy dippy, but there's a lot of science to support it. Where a language learner, as soon as they walk into the classroom, the language classroom, they become a different person. They become a native speaker in that target language. So you guys, you are going to become a native English speaker, right? That's how you define your personality. So as soon as you enter this space, this class, this lesson, this study time, you become this other person who speaks English with an English name, with an English personality and interests. And it's just fascinating. And I've used bits and pieces of this throughout my teaching career, and it does empower my students, and it does visibly change them and how they talk in class. I mean, it's how cool. Fascinating.
So cool.
I know, it's awesome. I love it. So let's give our students, let's give our listeners specific guidelines for developing this. First of all, like, you need a name. You need an English name.
Yes, you need a name. So pick anyone you want. I mean, when do you get to name yourself, right? That's right? Really cool. And I know that a lot of students, I'm thinking about students from Korea, have already chosen their name. Like, they've
in Taiwan also. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. So maybe you already have a name and that's great.
But you know what? Like, at least as I'm not sure about the Koreans, but as far as the Taiwanese go, they could change their English name at like any time. And they did. I know. Like, some of my students would just like rock up halfway through the semester. They're like, oh, I'm not Frank anymore. I'm Francois or whatever. I'm like,
I know. Okay. I thought that when I first got into this field, I was so surprised. I was like, what do you mean you changed your name?
I know. Exactly. So awesome. Okay. Another side note, guys, if you do choose an English name, make sure you're pronouncing it correctly. Yeah. That's important. Yeah. I had a student who, I hope he's not listening, but I had a student who chose, like, I think it was the designer, Yves Saint Laurent. I think that's how you say it. I don't know. But okay. Like, the first name is Yves, right?
Oh.
Like, that's how it's spelled. Right. And so he called himself Yves. He's like, hi, I'm Yves. And I'm like, that's not actually how you say that name.
That's awesome. So maybe choose an easy name to pronounce, something simple. Yeah.
Exactly. All right. So that's the first step. And, you know, make it something that you really like, that you want to identify with. In my Spanish class in high school, they gave me the name Rosa. And honestly, I didn't really identify with that. I would have chosen something way more exciting, but you know, so choose a good name. And then you can choose the city that you want to live in. So if I'm a Spanish student, I'm choosing Madrid, hands down, not a question. I want to be a Madrileño.
Oh, really? Not Barcelona?
No, Madrid, for sure.
Oh, geez.
I love Barcelona seemed too new to me in some aspects because of all the stuff that was built up after the Olympics, you know?
Okay. Whereas interesting.
Madrid is just like through and through old Europe, you know?
Yeah. So cool. Love it. Okay. So choose the city that you're from. Where would I, in Spain, where would I be from?
Or just like, if you're a Spanish person, where would you want to live?
I really liked Galicia.
Galicia, okay, in the north.
Yeah, because I walked the Camino de Santiago 5 years ago, and you walk through Galicia. And
you did that? The pilgrimage?
I did that. Yeah, it was amazing.
Cool. That's so awesome.
Yeah, it was buenísimo.
We should do another episode about that and somehow tie it into IELTS because I want to talk about it.
We should. We will. Okay. Yeah. The pilgrimage to your 7 or higher is what we're going for.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. So like, when you're thinking about the city, I mean, you could hear the reasons why Lindsay and I chose our cities. You need a reason to choose your city. If you want to be, if you want to wear fancy clothes every day and have a high powered job, be from New York. If you want to like be a little more relaxed and drink lots of coffee, be from Portland. If you want to like have a mixture of those, be from San Francisco.
Right. Yeah. Very different personalities, right? These cities draw different types of people.
Yeah.
If you want to be an academic, right? Come to Boston. I mean, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Exactly. It's interesting. So,
yeah. Choose your name, choose your city. And then think about defining your personality because of your name, because of where you live now. Who do you want to be in this new character that you're building for yourself? When you speak English, who do you want to be? When I speak Spanish, I want to be cool. That's how I that's seriously like my impression of like people from Spain or Madrileños, at least. Like, they're just cool, man. Like nothing bothers them. You could nap in the afternoon and have dinner at 11 p.m., party till 4 in the morning and still go to work the next day. Like, you know, that's, I don't know, like I could never do that, but I want to say I can.
If you are struggling to organize your time and you don't know how to prepare for the IELTS exam, you need a daily study plan. We provide this in our course, the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com to get more details now. Yeah, I love it. I love it. So take on the personality. So if we're taking on the personality, how are we going to bring this into the speaking test? Like, how is this going to influence my answers? If I've decided that I'm from Madrid and I'm just a cool girl and I don't care, you know, everything's cool, it's all laid back, how is that going to translate into my speaking answers?
So I think the biggest reason for doing this is the confidence it gives you. And that's what increases your fluency and betters your pronunciation. And these are the two biggest ways you can raise your score and influence the examiner to give you higher marks. All right. So we've talked about how pronunciation is the easiest thing to improve and the easiest thing to get a 7 or higher on. And this is one of the surefire ways to do that. If you could pretend to be a native speaker just for 15 minutes, right? That's how short the speaking test is. If you could show that confidence, that relaxation, and that fluency for this short amount of time, your score is going to be at least a whole band score higher. At least.
Yeah. You know, like, I like
for
it.
Sure. So that's the biggest benefit. Okay. The most overall far-reaching benefit is the confidence to give you the fluency and the pronunciation. But when you're also on the test and your mind might go blank and you could kind of reach to this personality you've developed and think like, how would they answer it? You know what I mean? And we talk about making up answers, being able to lie, being creative, because silence is the biggest killer. You don't want silence. You want to just talk. It doesn't matter if it's complete, you know, BS. It doesn't matter if it's complete.
I like that.
Like horse nonsense. Like,
interesting. So there's a couple of layers to this that I hadn't thought about before. And that's a really good point, Jessica. I'm glad that you highlighted that this is not just stepping into a new character for confidence, but it's a blank mind strategy.
Yes, exactly. So not only does it improve you overall, just in this very general, central way that we're talking about, but it turns into a very specific strategy now, right? Students, because we try to encourage students to be creative and come up with, you know, lies if they can't think of anything. But how? Like, how do you do that?
Where do the lies come from? Where's the material for the lies? Yeah. And if we aren't used to using material from our own life, or if we're feeling bashful, we don't want to do that, we can use material from our new character's life.
Exactly. And I'm going to take a step back to say that this could help in the preparation, in the lead up to the test. Obviously in a lot of ways, but sort of creating an inspiration for yourself. One of the things you can think about in defining this new character is to choose a job for this character. And this could be just a dream job that you will never have, but you wish you could have, or it could actually be what you're aiming for in the future. I think if like I could combine these two sort of ideas, where if I'm defining my Spanish character, I'm gonna be a journalist from Madrid. So I'm using these sort of, like I do really want to write. Like I do, like that is really one of my dream jobs and something that I get to do already, right? But something I want to create more of in the future. But then I'm also combining this romantic aspect. Like I'm never gonna be a journalist. Like that's not gonna happen, but it'd be super cool.
Yeah. Inspiration. I like it. Yeah. And the other piece on where it would help with your preparation is that to get to know your character, you need to consume aspects of that person's life, right? Like movies from Boston, from San Francisco. You need to consume media, local newspapers from San Francisco. Like we have to expose ourselves to the media.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love this idea so much. Okay. So we tell, we always tell students to read authentic material, right? But where? Watch more English movies, but there are zillions. So like there is so much media to choose from. How do you choose it? This is a strategy. If you're from New York, watch movies that are about New York, watch a documentary about New York, read the New York Times. Like that is going to focus your preparation in such an exciting and meaningful and cohesive way. I think this is an awesome strategy.
Yeah, it'll become really fun because you'll start to think like a New Yorker if you read what New Yorkers read.
yeah, totally. Right? And especially focus on the local stuff, like the opinion columns and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I love it.
So much fun. So guys, I think if this is something that you are interested in, and you definitely should explore this idea and see if it's for you, I think it would be super fun to make a character board for yourself. Like come up with images, print out your name in fancy script. Like really, really create this for yourself. Make it real. You know, it's definitely not going to hurt you, and it's only going to help you on the speaking test for sure, but also the rest of the exam. Cause the more confidence you have, the more preparation and authentic English material you consume beforehand, right? You're going to do better on all parts of the test.
Yeah. And I think this might be a great strategy for someone who has just hit a wall with their speaking score, especially the speaking score. But if you have just been going back to the exam center every 2 weeks and taking it again and again, which we warn against, by the way, but if you're doing that and you're not improving your score, you may need to take a slightly different perspective on the test, and trying on one of these characters might be the ticket for you.
Oh my God, I love this idea so much. Okay. I think we have fully explored this topic today.
I love it. Yeah, I love
listeners,
it.
I highly recommend that you listen to this episode a couple times, because we gave you guys specific questions to answer about yourself. And this is really an episode that you could listen to and pause at certain points and take notes about your ideas on everything that we're asking you to think about. And you're going to come up with stuff that you never would have thought of before. And this could really inform your future studies and your preparation in exciting ways that you, again, like you never would have gone down these paths before. So definitely listen again and take some notes while we're talking to you.
I love it. It's so cool. And come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and type 152 in the search bar, guys. Come back to this blog post and tell us about your character. Who are you going to be on your next IELTS exam? And we want to hear about the results. We want to hear, you know, how this helps you improve your score, guys, because sometimes when it comes to getting our 7 or higher, our dream score, we have to get a little creative.
Yeah, for sure. And students are always asking, like, how can I be creative? How can I come up with ideas? Well, like, this is a huge strategy for that.
Yeah, you got it. I love this idea, Jessica. This is great. We're going to have to trademark this one, too.
I know.
So awesome. Very good. Very cool. Well, Jessica, have a good weekend. Enjoy the beach. Sounds like a good time. And we will see you next week.
All right. Have a good weekend, Lindsay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.